15 on call. Roll call is done. Supervisor Frank or Wambold, excuse me, is excused this afternoon. Any citizens' comments? Seeing none, citizen comments is closed. Supervisor comments?
I guess I got contacted by someone regarding someone that's cleared of a crime, like not that they're cleared, they found not guilty, and their mug shots still being on available search on the website. Can we have administration look into a policy, even if it's legal, if someone, what the state statutes are about if someone is cleared that they are not guilty, so the average citizen, even like jobs, can't look them up and say, oh, this person was charged with this, we're not going to hire them. Is that something we can look into?
I guess I'll defer to the chief.
That's an interesting question. You could look into it.
Yes.
I don't know.
I did, not to cut you off, I noticed this week that if whether it was your department or joint services, maybe a collaboration of the two, that a disclaimer was added to the jail roster's website about these may not be the charges that were referred, they may not have been found guilty of these charges. That's on there now.
An employer could still go look up on circuit court. I mean.
Yeah, but circuit court says that they're cleared.
It does, but the mugshot doesn't.
Concern is the picture. It's the overall picture on a jail.
Oh, yeah. Because Kenosha News publishes that, too.
Sure.
But this is, you know, like, after they're cleared and all that.
It should be removed.
Found not guilty.
Yeah.
It's a lasting negative impression that should be removed.
Yeah.
The new disclaimer says, information contained herein should not be relied upon for any type of legal action. Kenosha County Sheriff's Department cannot represent that the information is current, accurate, or complete. Note, persons may use false identification and true identity can only be confirmed through fingerprint comparison. Charges listed are the charges that the arresting agency issued at the time of arrest, but may not be the final charges that are charged by the DA. Refer to circuit court website for final charges. And there's a hyperlink.
That kind of addresses it then.
I guess it's a stigma of the picture. Look into it.
Thank you.
They can always say, no,
you
can't do it.
Exactly.
Lock them up, Chief. Anything else?
That's all. Thank you.
Anybody else? I have no comments. Now, acting chief was here. I would congratulate him, but he's too cool for us, I guess. So, congratulations to him. And Chief, when are you retiring, if I may ask?
February 28th.
We'll hate to see you go, but congratulations to you on your long
Absolutely.
Career.
Absolutely.
Alrighty, approval of the minutes from October 5th, 13th, and 20th. Is there a motion?
Move the minutes.
Second.
I'll do it, Chairman.
That's why they're
okay. Motion by Supervisor Nordigan, second by Supervisor Franco.
Oh, okay. I didn't get it out, but that's okay.
I heard you. Youth and Governance?
Aye.
Committee, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Passes. Number nine, resolution from the Kenosha County Sheriff's Department to approve a leave of absence for David W. Zerner to hold the office of sheriff.
We just went through all the minutes?
Yes.
I didn't realize. I thought it was just one. Okay.
Did you have any?
I'll second all of them. That's okay.
Well, you did already. Well, you did.
I just thought I was seconding.
Didn't have any comments or clarifications, so. Okay.
Good evening. This resolution is in regards to Sheriff-elect David Zerner, who takes office on January 2nd, 2023. Currently, David Zerner holds the rank of sergeant and is requesting a leave of absence from that rank for the period that he is the 59th Kenosha County Sheriff. Once his tenure of sheriff ends, he will return to the rank of sergeant with the Kenosha County Sheriff's Department. All the above is supported by Chapter 4 of the Municipal Code of Kenosha County.
Committee, any questions?
Motion to approve.
There's one thing on here, a date that looked wrong to me.
First line should be 2023.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a correction. Oh. It should be 2023. I noticed that earlier. So,
has that been corrected in the copy that we have to sign tonight?
Or is it still on there? Otherwise, we make a motion to correct.
No, it does say resolved. Now there we have
it
resolved.
Hasn't
does
it
have the correct date?
Corrected. I have the sheet separate.
Okay.
So we can get that corrected before it moves on to finance, if you
So I make a motion to correct the date in the first whereas to reflect January 2nd, 2023.
Second.
Okay. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Well, that one I just kind of figured. He voted with us.
Motion to approve as amended.
As amended.
This is a common practice, correct? Not just for the sheriff, for any elected, any county employee who moves on to elected office, correct? And then when Sheriff-elect Zorna retires, does he retire then as sheriff or as a sergeant?
Depends when he's no longer sheriff.
Alrighty, youth and governance?
Aye.
Committee, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Passes unanimously.
Thank you.
Right, number 10, resolution from the Sheriff's Department to approve probationary cabaret license Lily Lake Enterprise LLC, DBA Lily Lake Resort.
Good evening, Mr. Chair, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Captain Tony Gonzalez. Following resolution is to request the approval for a probationary cabaret license for Lily Lake Enterprises LLC, located at 7910 328th Avenue, Burlington, Wisconsin, in the town of Wheatland. Our agency received the application on July 18th of 2022. And our department since has conducted an inspection of the premises and found that the premises were in conformity with ordinance number 8.02. Just to clarify, I know there was a question brought up earlier as far as was the license, cabaret license for the interior of the premises or and the exterior as well. It's only for the interior. The photograph that you got, or I believe it's a photograph, aerial photograph, that came from the building inspector who conducted a full inspection. Tim Papanda conducted that inspection. He advised everything was up to code, and he also recommended approval for that establishment. We've received, running a report since January, we received 8 calls of service, with the most significant call being a vandalism complaint to the rear of the porch and a set of keys that were missing from one of the boats that were on the property. Other than that, everything has either been, it was one parking complaint, a pocket dial, a lockout call for service where someone locked their keys in their vehicle, and a check welfare of an individual that was in the lot. Other than that, nothing of significance. It's not an establishment that we have frequent issues with, so I would recommend approval.
Go ahead.
Is this approval being done because it's a new owner?
Correct.
Okay, so it's all, I know what they had that for sale for a while.
Correct.
So new owner comes in and they have to go through this process.
Correct.
No matter where they are.
Even though it's still Ms. Raplinski?
She's the applicant as a new owner of the establishment.
Okay.
And then after the probationary period, we would then come back later if we've had no issues and approve for a regular cabaret license.
And how long is that probationary period?
I believe it's at least 6 months.
Yeah, okay.
The only thing that I would question is, I know that in the past Ms. Raplinski has had the Bluegrass Festival, and it's on the grounds, and she's also had bands on the deck.
Okay.
So if this is only for the interior, I think we should get clarification of her intention.
Okay.
On, is this for the property or just for the inside? Because the inside is small, and I would think that she would be wanting cabaret outside.
Okay, I can do that. I'll follow up with her. I believe it was due to a separation why she's reapplying.
Well, yeah, her brother that used to be on the
right. And then as far as the cabaret, she's been compliant so far, waiting for this period. She's been coming to the clerk's office and putting in for the applying for the temporary cabaret.
I just think we need the due diligence on outside, because I know she has that big Bluegrass Festival.
Okay.
You know, and we wouldn't want her to be out of compliance for that.
Fair enough.
So,
are you going to make a motion to table?
Make a motion to table.
Okay.
The cabaret license until we receive further information.
did she have a cabaret license for the outside when she had the
I'm sure that she did. Before? I'm sure she did when it was under a different LLC.
Can we look that up? Can we look at the previously what they had and maybe advise her on that?
I can check with Reggie.
Okay.
In the county clerk's office.
Okay. Then I'd second. Oh, somebody already second table.
Well, we need a second.
No, yeah, you need a
second. I'll second then.
Okay. On tabling? Anything?
There's really no discussion on that.
Is there a timeline or a deadline that they need this temporary license for? Or, and I'm not saying, because it has to go before the county board anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So is this something where we could meet right before the next county board meeting, which is the third, if they wanted the cabaret license before the second meeting? Or does it not matter to her?
I don't think it matters to her.
She wants it by summer. Yeah.
Okay.
Summers are perfect. She did have a fall event for Halloween, and she was able to come in here and ask for that permit as well, so she was in compliance.
Okay.
Supervisor Batchelor?
As it's a new cabaret, new ownership, essentially, it's going through transition. I look at the plat, 100-person occupancy. Is there sufficient parking? Is the parking up to code? Are there other things that need to happen through the county for code, et cetera, as now it's going to new ownership? So we may give a license, and there may be other things that have to be taken care of. So
she would have to still be in compliance with her occupancy and stuff from
that. As the new owner, it seems it's transitioned, was joint ownership, now it's sole ownership, so it's become a sole proprietorship or whatever.
Well, she ran it anyways. I mean, her brother was just on the LLC and another person. That she passed her inspection for occupancy, so all of that should be covered under the inspection in the document.
Building inspector should.
Right. Right. Mm-hmm.
And that should have been included with the package.
It was. It
right.
is. There's a letter from the town of Wheatland.
Yeah.
Okay. Anything else on tabling? Youth and governance?
Aye.
Committee, all those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All right. And if we could reach out, if we can't, whether it's you or staff, can we reach out and see if she can be at the next meeting just to explain what's going on? All right, number 11, review and discussion by the Sheriff's Department for the Law Enforcement Support Office Program State Plan of Operation. Who's doing this one?
Good evening.
Hi.
Mike Pitsley, Sergeant with the Sheriff's Office. So, the LESO program, are you guys familiar with that?
No.
What that is the federal government program where we can obtain old military equipment through them if we apply and then grant it through them. We do have a certain amount of equipment right here. A policy has changed to them where we now need, for more transparency, approval for you every year to do this and to continue what we're doing moving forward. As of right now, we're not asking for anything additional. We just would like to continue this program into 2023. Yes, sir.
Are helicopters something we can get through this program?
I can look into it if you'd like.
I hear one of the captains might be interested.
Wadsworth says it, Huey.
Not Wadsworth.
Yeah, it is Wadsworth.
Go ahead, John.
Yeah, what sort of equipment are we talking about? And this is, we're getting it from the federal government or state?
Correct.
Okay.
Federal government through the state of Wisconsin.
Okay.
So what we currently have is we have rifles, our MRAP, and we have a robot for the bomb squad.
Okay. And so what are you expecting to get? More of that? Is that?
As of right now, we're not expecting to get anything else. There's a website where we can monitor it. And if there's something that we would like to obtain, one of the changes is also that we have to post that 30 days prior to asking for it.
Mm-hmm.
So if say we want to get another vehicle, we would have to post on our page that we are looking to obtain this through this program for more transparency, and then after that 30 days we can then apply for that piece of equipment.
Your page being like on their interface or
they have multiple options. You can do it on like Facebook, the front door,
I like that option.
You know, the county website. It just has to be publicly posted.
And this is all subject to a county board approval once you apply
for the to continue this program into 2023.
But what I mean is when you request something, assuming you get it, is it contingent upon county board approval?
Not through the program.
Okay. But so we would know what you're requesting, though. You would let us know, or what?
I would guess so, yes.
Okay.
So you're saying the federal government has made a change, the county board needs to approve the sheriff's department's participation in this?
Correct.
When will we have that in front of us? Because right now we don't have it.
I was going to say this.
There's no action item in front of us tonight.
Yeah.
I have it. I can email, like, what has changed from previous years?
Well, yeah. What?
Or the application.
What are we voting on? And well, tonight we can't vote on anything.
On anything. Yeah.
But when will that happen?
I will talk with my. I will figure that out and get it to you.
It has to be presented in the form of a resolution, so then we can vote on it,
right,
and bring it to the board and approve it.
Okay.
So
yeah, it has to go to the county board, and the chairman assigns it to us.
Correct.
Correct.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then we vote on it. Then it goes back to the county board.
Yeah, I'm not familiar with the process.
That's
okay. So I just presented this to my superiors, and then they said, all right, come here and answer their questions. So that's why I'm here today.
Okay. Are you going to go for drones? Because we do have drones now.
For drones?
We do have drones now.
Do we?
I think we'll. My understanding is this is a program. We want to continue being a participant,
right,
in the program,
right,
but there's no committal for additional equipment at this time.
Right.
Correct.
It's so just allowing the Sheriff's Department to be part of the program.
It's a continuation of something that exists, so proper documents and then.
Sounds good.
I'm not talking about military size drone that's in.
Why not?
I mean, we might need it.
Size, them.
Military size drones are what?
Yeah, uptown.
Yeah.
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 You mean military size drone?
Yeah. Yeah. But it was used over by my house one time, and I know we could use drones more.
You can get those at Walmart, though, can't you?
Yeah.
Not that fire on people. Oh, I'm saying this loud.
Alrighty, Sergeant. Well, we will expect to see you either at our January or February meeting.
Sounds good. Thank you.
So, wait. So, if you have the resolution, make sure you give it to the county chair so he can refer it to committee on the meeting on the 3rd, and we can take it up on the 4th.
Yeah.
Do you have the resolution with you now?
No.
No.
Okay. Well, he said he was going to email something to us. That's why I asked. On the fly.
You should talk to court counsel on getting the resolution.
That's okay. We'll get it taken care
inside
of.
Inside baseball.
Thank you.
Who's on first? Yeah.
Thank you, sir.
Yep.
Was this your first time here with the committee?
Talking right there, yes.
we're a fun group, I like to think.
Yeah.
You did a good job. Any other business?
Hopefully the new sheriff doesn't change all that.
His superior set him up.
Yeah.
Staff, anything for next month or anything like that? You said we had one thing for next month?
Currently, we have one item.
Two.
Maybe two. Maybe one.
Maybe two.
All right, is there a motion to adjourn?
Motion to adjourn.
There's been a motion and a second. Youth and Governance?
Aye.
Committee, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
We are adjourned.
Wow. That was the fastest meeting ever.